Hi guys, Anonymousy here with the lovely Tarkus Trooper.
Hi.
And we are going to answer the Just Because questionnaire posted by Lottie Squeaks. So I guess we're just going to go ahead and get started. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
You sound good to me.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. So, number one, if you could change your eye color, what would you change it to?
I might not want to change it. If I would want to change it, it would be brown.
So now we have to know, what is your eye color?
My eye color is bluish green.
I don't blame you for not wanting to change it. That sounds so lovely.
Oh.
See, I'm in the opposite boat. My eyes are brown, and I want to change it to bluish green.
Oh.
What they say, you want what you don't have.
Yeah.
Okay, so stick with your bluish green, by the way. Though, why would you want to change them to brown? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know. It's just most of these people, whenever they usually describe how they want their lover's eyes to be. Like, they would always say, "Well, I want my lover's eyes to be like a deep brown, so I could look into their eyes and just instantly melt."
So, where are you finding these people? Because I need to jump on that
I
bandwagon,
don't
apparently.
know. I don't
All
know.
I ever hear in like music that I listen to is girls who have talking, men talking about girls with these beautiful blue or green eyes. And I'm always sitting in my brown-eyed corner going, shucks.
Well, hey, Van Morrison did a real good song about brown-eyed girls, so
That is true.
hey.
You still. Why didn't that happen? For wasn't that an 80s song? That should have happened.
Yeah,
I'm
that
an
was
80s fan.
like a late 60s, early 70s song, I think.
Why didn't anyone do it for your 70s train?
I don't know.
Disappointment, EWA backstage, shaking my
Yes.
fist.
Shame
Okay.
on you.
So, number two. What's something you hated when you were a kid that you now like?
Spicy food. I used to get mad when I was little, I used to get mad whenever
Like,
my food would,
angry.
whenever my food would come out spicy, I'm like, ah, that is not supposed to be hot.
That's really funny that something hot and spicy made you get all hot and spicy.
Yeah.
Ha!
Yeah.
Oh, the puns are going to be endless tonight, guys.
Yep.
That's hilarious. But now you like spicy food.
Oh, I love spicy food. I like Mexican food, Cajun food. I've been wanting to try Indian food, or either that or Thai food. It's really good.
See, I love Thai food, but not the spicy stuff. I do not
Ooh.
do well with spice.
Oh.
Yeah, yesterday I bit into a jalapeno, and the faces I was making, not very attractive. It looked pretty ridiculous. But more power to you. I admire people who can handle their spice. I wish I was one of you.
Aw, thank
To your
you.
ways, darkest trooper.
I will teach you.
I like the way that sounded. Oh, goodness gracious. These
Oh,
poor
me.
GWA men that are going to be listening to this are just going to be on the edges of their seats.
Hope so.
They're just going to be like, oh, teach her, Targus. Teach her everything. Your answer is so much better than my answer. My answer is sleep, naps. Though
Oh,
I don't even know
yeah.
if I didn't like naps growing up. I've always loved sleep.
Oh, yeah.
But I could nap all day these days.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and I also forgot this one thing.
Hmm. Ah, of course. Of course. That is so accurate. It's, I feel like, when you were
Spankings.
younger, obviously you did everything you could avoid. You did everything you could do to avoid getting a spanking. Now you do everything you possibly can to get one.
Exactly.
How could I be naughty enough to deserve a spanking today?
Who knows?
Gentlemen, feel free, and ladies, feel free to leave your comments at the bottom of this posting once it's posted. We'd love to hear your feedback on that.
Yes, please do.
Alrighty. Do you think that your personality matches the typical for your zodiac sign?
In a way, it kind of does, 'cause I'm a Pisces. I think at some point they said that most Pisceans, they can be really shy, and I'm pretty much guilty of that sometimes.
Oh my goodness, I'm not getting that vibe at all.
Yeah. 'Cause usually when I talk to people or some people that I really, really like, my voice just kind of goes down to this.
That, see, I think that could work to your advantage because that comes off as very like, come hither. You
Yeah.
know, very alluring.
I'm like, hi.
When I really, really like someone, my voice goes like this. Not at all as attractive as yours.
Oh, I'm
Yeah.
blushing so bad
Oh
right
no. I'm fanning you off. I'm trying to help you out here. Success. Success. This is so funny. I'm normally the one that's a blushing mess. This is nice to be on the other side. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. But of course, I would love to make you blush anytime, though.
My. And now I'm blushing. Thanks so much.
Ah
Well played. Very well played. Virgo. I am a Virgo.
ha.
To jump on off of this topic, like calm down a little bit.
Yep.
Whew, it's hot in here. I am a Virgo, and I think I'm pretty on in line with where Virgo should be. Attention to detail, helping others, all that stuff. So yeah, I think I pretty much fit the whole Virgo thing. I'd like to think I might be wrong about that, but number four. If you could mash up any two fictional universes to live in, what would they be and why?
I'm kind of thinking of like a combination of like Rocky Horror Picture Show, the where they came from transsexual Transylvania, and I would mix that with Avatar.
Now, why? Why those two? I'm envisioning those blue. Everyone's gonna yell at me. I've never seen Avatar.
Oh,
I'm envisioning those. I don't know what they're called. Those blue things, the blue creatures.
I've just seen
What is?
snippets of it, so you're not
Okay.
alone.
Oh, thank God. So I'm envisioning those blue creatures in corsets and fishnets and heels. Is that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And heavy makeup.
I see what you're getting at here, Chuck. Oh goodness, this is quite an image. Let that sink in a little bit for these listeners right now. Just think about that. I feel like I'm at a major disadvantage because I don't really know any other. What are other fictional universes? All I've got is Harry Potter because it's all I ever talk about. Though, fun fact. My Ravenclaw sweater that's coming in for Halloween is going to be here tomorrow. I can't wait. So excited. I just need to hem my skirt so I can wear it out properly. You can't wear like a long skirt on Halloween, you know?
Nah.
I'm just a sweater. Wink, wink. There's a little fantasy eye candy for you boys out there and ladies, you know. What other alternate universes are there?
Now I'm just thinking of this universe where, you know the movie Anastasia, right? and where Rasputin lived when he was only like a living corpse. I was imagining that kind of universe. It was like the underworld or something like that.
Underworld. It mixed in with anything or just the underworld?
Probably just that. I don't know. Bartok?
What was that little guy's name? Rasputin's little Bartok. Oh, he was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Ow! I tell
Aha!
you what, ow!
And I give him a ha! And a hi-ya! And
And
I kick him, sir.
And I kick him, sir.
Oh, oh, that hurt. So I don't know. Here, I would just want to live in. I just want to go to Hogwarts. Is that too much to ask?
No, this not.
I want to go to Hogwarts and live as a Ravenclaw and have some bad boy from Slytherin talk about how he wants to slither into my Chamber of Secrets.
Sexy
Why the
wizard.
talking? I just want to tell someone that I want to learn how to ride their broomstick or ask them to teach me how to handle their wand. Why can't this happen? I just don't understand.
Yeah, why can't it happen?
Why?
Come on,
Why?
guys, make Anani's dream come true. That's
Do.
all she wants,
That's
please.
all I want. Someone give me a broomstick to ride. Oh my.
Oh man. Oof.
If you were a superhero, Tark, here's a question for you. If you were a superhero, what would your catchphrase be?
Da 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 da.
And we're just gonna leave it at da 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 da.
Guess I
I
can't
like.
think of
Okay. See, I was hoping you would, so I can ask you to elaborate so that I'd have more time to think for myself because I've got nothing to.
Yeah. No, I think what I just did was kind of like based off what this one show I watched was Jeff Dunham, and one of his superheroes, he was asked the same question: what is your catchphrase? And he just said, da 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 da. And
Like,
so
oh my goodness.
that might be.
Oh goodness gracious. This is a really difficult question. Kudos to Lottie Squeaks, because she is pulling out some heavy punches with these.
Yes, deep questions.
Deep gosh, deep, so deep.
Yes.
So deep. That was a great answer, Dark. I'm obviously trying to give myself more time to think because I don't know. Can I skip this one? Am I allowed to come back?
Yeah, you can come back to it.
We'll come back to
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You're so generous. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart.
Oh. Okay. So. Oh, here's a. I love this question. What is your ringtone right now? Really want to know.
Yeah, I
It's
love the
amazing. That's
Yes.
fantastic. I love that. That's great. Now, do you have custom ringtones for different people, or is that just your general one for everybody?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Fair, fair. It's a great choice. Very good choice.
And what's
I'm still
yours?
thinking about catchphrases. Mine, I just changed it. It was the song from Community, because I'm obsessed with Community. Oh gosh, what is that song called again? This is awful. Daybreak. Daybreak from Community. But I just changed it to a fantastic ukulele version of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, I would have loved to hear that.
It's great. It's really good stuff. I'll send it to you later on.
Oh,
But
cool.
it's so good. It's this fantastic ukulele player. I think he's like pretty famous. I don't really know. I don't follow a lot of ukulele players, but his version was insanity. So good. I bet he has covers of different Who songs. I'd bet anything. I'll look into it. I'll let you know.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay. Of course. Anything for you.
Oh,
Yeah.
good girl.
Oh my. That threw me for a loop. Goodness gracious. Give us a couple of dead celebrities who you feel went before their time.
Two people that come to mind right now are Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson.
Oh, rest in peace to the both of them. I'm not at
Yes.
all surprised that you chose musicians, considering how musically talented you are. That falls perfectly in line. I'm not at all surprised.
Thank you.
See, now those answers are so good. I don't know what to say now. This is yet again, Lottie squeaks. Good question. I just watched Straight Outta Compton, so my first person is going to be Eazy-E. Crossroads, funny story. That song Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony. I loved that song when I was little. I think I was like 8 years old, and I loved that song, which is really out of character for me because I'm a big country music and folk music and show tunes person. Yeah, so listening to Crossroads on loop as an 8 year old was a little concerning to my parents. But it turns out that song was written in memoriam for Eazy-E. How wonderful is that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and considering that they were supposed to get together again, NWA, and do like a reunion thing, ugh, breaks.
Oh, that reminds me of that other song they did. They were sampling off of Every Breath You Take by The Police, and it was like,
Oh, yes, in memory of Notorious B.I.G. Puff Daddy. Well, now he's P. Diddy. Diddy? What is he called now?
P. Diddy,
Just
I
Diddy.
think, or Sean Combs, I don't know.
I don't know. But then he was still Puff Daddy. He and all of the Bad Boy crew and what was her name?
Faith Evans.
Faith Evans. Yeah. I loved that song. I didn't know that it was based off of that was a cover of Sting's song. But that's good.
Yeah, they sampled it, but I mean, R&B stuff like that is my childhood. 90s R&B is amazing.
Really?
Yes.
You have such an interesting, I like how mixed and varied your musical tastes are. That's so good. So awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So before we move on to the next question, who is your favorite artist from that genre and generation?
Oh, it's hard to pick, but I would have to go and say it's either Toni Braxton
Oh my God.
or
Yes.
Mariah Carey.
Good answers. Good answers. Everyone congratulate Dark on having an incredible taste in music because she's amazing. And everyone go listen to all of the songs that she's put up on GWA Backstage because she's an incredible musician. All of you guys, everybody listening now, go look at that stuff later. Are you
Thank you.
blushing?
Oh, like you wouldn't believe.
Yes. Mission accomplished. Okay. What's one TV show you think needs to just stop already?
Big Bang Theory.
I agree! Sorry. Oh my God, I agree! Oh.
I mean, why can't we have shows like from back then, like Cheers or oh, what was that other one I used to love watching very much? Home Improvement.
Home Improvement. Oh my goodness. Yes, bring back what was that neighbor's name? Wilson?
Howdy do, Tim, or something.
Yeah, bring back that dude. I still don't know what he looks like behind the fence.
Yeah, and it's a shame that we didn't get to know because the actor who played him, he passed away, so.
Another one that went before his time.
Yep.
Rest in peace. But yes, the Big Bang Theory, I just, I'm not a fan, and I don't understand why it's still on. That laugh track, just
It's
lie to Lori,
so
get rid of it.
fake.
So fake. And then they've done things that have hit the front page of Reddit, where they took clips of Big Bang Theory and took out the laugh track to show how much the comedy depends on that. Like, a lot of it's just not funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Bye-bye, Big Bang Theory.
Yeah,
I like you to be
bye-bye.
gone. Be gone.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Oh gosh, are we gonna w I want so badly to start busting out into song, but we still have a million questions to get through. I know, next time. We'll have to do another collaboration sometime.
Yes, we do. We do.
Get excited, people. Get excited. I know I am.
Me too.
Alrighty. So, have you ever met any internet friends in person? If so, tell us a memorable first meeting story.
Nope. I haven't met any internet friends in person so far. No, I haven't.
So far. Okay, so you left that open-ended. There's a possibility, perhaps in
Yes.
future.
Yes.
Okay. I met so many people off the internet. But I'm finding that that's a little weird. Apparently that's a weird thing. You're not the first person that's been like, nope, internet people say internet people.
Yep.
Here's a fun story. So I went on vacation recently. I talked about it a lot on GWA. My apologies, guys, that I won't stop talking about it. But when I was out there, I met an internet friend who drove a significant distance to come and hang out with me, and that was so nice of them. And as like a reward, kind of as a big gold star, I gave him a Batman sticker to be like, "You're the best. Here's a sticker. Good job, you."
Oh.
And we went out to dinner and got seated, and the hostess saw the Batman sticker and went, "Oh, are you Bruce Wayne?" And then she turned to me and like, "Are you Bruce Wayne's girlfriend? Oh my God, you're Bruce Wayne's girlfriend!" And I was like, "Not, no, I'm not. Can I have a water?" Fantastically awkward for me, but he got such a kick out of it. He was so excited. Like, they think I'm Bruce Wayne, like, the rest of the night. So I was at least happy that he had a good kick out of it. And I just sat there blushing like crazy and wanting to die a little bit, but it's fine. It's totally okay. Are you Bruce Wayne's girlfriend? It was ridiculous. So, do you remember your dreams?
Some of them.
Some of them.
Yeah. Which might go on to the latter question. I might elaborate on that one later.
I don't think there's any other questions that pertain to it. So why don't you just elaborate on it now?
Well, there was this one naughty dream I had.
Do tell, do tell.
But I'll tell the naughty dream later on the 17th. Well, no, on the 18th question. But for right
Oh,
now,
got it. Okay.
for the 10th question, I remember I had this dream where I was in a restaurant, and this friend of mine, we were supposed to be dressed up in disguise as guys. And my friend went when the waiter came and took our order, he said, "What would you like to order?" And my friend right over right beside me, she said, "I would like veal or something like that." And I tried to do my order, but I'm like, and he just looked, and the waiter just looked me right in the face and said, "You sound like, you sound pretty girly to be a guy. Are you sure?" I'm like, "Oh, damn it. Damn it." He wasn't supposed to find out. But
Was
he,
up.
yeah, I don't know. I think we were kind of like spies or something. I don't know.
So what happened? Did you get caught? Did you wake up?
I woke up before I got caught or before I even got my lasagna.
Oh, those fuckers. That's hilarious, though. I have a very strange ability to be in the middle of conversation, like talking to a person, and if I'm really, really tired, I can slip into a lucid dream
Ooh.
as I'm talking to them. It's very strange, and it results in the weirdest conversations. The one that comes closest to mind is I was talking to someone who was asking me, why did I go into my chosen career path? And I'm explaining it. I'm going over, oh, junior year of high school, I took this class, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going on and on. And as I'm speaking about it, I can just feel myself falling asleep. And I know I'm still talking. I can feel myself still talking. And I can kind of hear myself in the distance talking. And then front and center, I'm watching this person run out of a CVS pharmacy and start just darting down the street. And I don't know what's happening because I'm not watching him run away from me. I'm like kind of hovering next to him and continuously watching him. And next thing I know, I realize that I'm saying, and he's running. And why is he still running? Where is he going? It's just run. I'm asleep. Sorry about that. What were we talking about? And it happens a good amount. So that's always fun. But to answer
Yeah.
the full question, I remember my dreams pretty vividly because they're all very vivid. One time I had one that was me running away from a Scientology compound. That was terrifying.
Oh God.
Oh gosh. Tom Cruise was telling me I couldn't leave. It was crazy.
Oh.
Had to break through a chain link fence in a Hummer,
Oh my
but things
God.
were on fire. It was insanity. I really hope that Scientology people don't come after me for this. Okay, moving on before I say anything else that's going to put me on their shit list.
Womp womp.
What's your favorite safe for work subreddit?
Scenes from a hat.
What's that subreddit about? I don't think I've ever heard of that one.
It's based off this game from Whose Line Is It Anyway? And what we do is act out these scenes, just type down what kind of scene we're acting out for the given topic for the post. Like, for example, bad times to break into song. And it funny things, funny moments ensue after that.
That sounds hilarious.
I love that subreddit so much.
Now, what's it called again?
Scenes from a hat.
Our scenes from a hat, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out, as by recommended by the lovely Miss Targa Strooper. Now, see, that's so exciting and so interesting. My favorite subreddits are so generic, like Ask Reddit. I could get lost for hours on Ask Reddit. Some of those threads are so enthralling and hilarious. But I guess one that's a little more off the cuff, tip of my tongue. Have you ever heard of that one?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, that one I really like going on, but I need to stop because I end up getting really frustrated. I click on a bunch of things thinking I'm going to totally help this person, and then I have no idea, and I'm like, I'm going to find it for them,
I
but I
hate
can't.
those moments. I hate those moments. Whenever I'm in the car with either my mom or my dad, and we're listening to a song that, oh my gosh, I think I know this. I know this song, but it's at the tip of my tongue, and I can't think of it, because there was a song that we listened to. Oh, it was a long time ago.
Oh, don't say what the song is. Let's see if we can figure it out.
It's a song by Olivia Newton-John and Cliff Richard. It's from that, I think it's from the Xanadu soundtrack or something. I don't know. No, I can't. Suddenly, something and a something. Ha. I don't know how it goes anymore.
Wait, can you do that little clip again? Just for the sake of the people listening at home.
Suddenly, na 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 na, something and a something. Something like that. I don't know.
Is it that song called Suddenly?
Yeah.
I'm so good at this game. Thank you so much, guys. That was beautiful, by the way. That rendition was stunning.
With a something
Beautiful.
and a something.
I mean, the difference from the original. It was pretty spot on.
Thank
You're welcome. Okay, number 12. Have you ever seen a sex toy that made you think, what the fuck? Why does this exist?
Bad Dragon.
What is it?
Bad Dragon is kind of like these, what you ma call 'em? Those can't find the word. Amphro something, like furry or something. There's sex toys that look like dragon dick.
What?
Yeah, and for some reason I was compelled. I was almost close to wanting to get one.
Holy shit, that thing is massive.
I know.
Why? What the fuck?
I was pretty much looking forward to getting one of the butt plugs or one of the dildos that have the cum lube that comes with it, and have it. Yeah, I don't even know why. It was more than 6 months ago when I wanted the Bad Dragon one, but then I looked at all the rest of them. I'm like, how can you stick that up there?
It's massive. It's really, really big.
Yeah, and I suddenly remembered that in a way I have kind of a size phobia. Kind of.
Can I just quick aside, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to go purchase one, if you go to the Bad Dragon website, there's no link for products or purchase here or toys. In order to get to them, you have to click on adoptions. Just throwing that out there. Carry on with your story, Dark.
Yeah, and it just, I mean, once I saw the size of them, I'm like, huh? What the heck?
They're massive. They are. I like to be stretched out, as anyone who's listened to my audios knows. But this it's they I am at a loss for words. These things are really big.
And you know,
Holy crow.
yeah, and so what's your what have you ever seen a sex toy that made you think why?
Everything I'm looking at right now. Oh, this might be good for there's. I know that there's some people into the more fantasy driven audios. There's I think this is a dildo, but it looks like a tentacle.
Yeah, tentacle, yeah. And you know they make glass dildos that are
Oh
tentacle
yes.
tunes, yeah.
Oh wait, what? I didn't know about that.
Those are tentacles, yeah, tentacle dildos.
That are made of glass. Well, that'll make for a fun experience with the whole icy cold business.
Yes.
What is this, a claw? Is this a talon? What am I looking at? I'm so excited for people to listen to this who also have never heard of this company. It's all they're hearing is me going, "What is that thing? Oh my God. Is that a talon? Tentacles? Holy,
Dove.
that's a tongue?
Well,
What is a tongue?
whatchamacallit?
That is an anthro dragon. What?
Or
I
let's
There's scales?
just go
There's
ahead
scales?
and, yeah, let's just go ahead and assume that it's a dragon dick. We're gonna be fucking a dragon dick today. Hi, GWA, I'm gonna be fucking a dragon dick today. Yes.
Or a dragon tongue, or a dragon tail, or a tentacle.
I wonder if they make like fleshlights for. I never really actually looked, but I wonder
What
if they
is
make like.
that? Sorry.
I wonder if they make dragon pussies.
I'm looking. I'm trying to. More tentacles. There's so many options. That, ooh. Double penetration dragon dicks. Okay. This is so interesting. There's definitely. Oh. I see a fleshlight. It has scales. It is a pussy with scales.
Yes.
Gentlemen, if you're interested, it's fleshy pink, so I mean, I don't know. I've said it earlier today a couple times. I won't yuck anyone's yum, but I'm. There's a dragon ass. There's a few dragon asses. We have some in like a light blue black mix. We have a few in like a cream and caramel color. There's a nice variety. All right, I think we need to move on before I spend the rest of my nights looking at dragon dicks. Okay. So, thank you so much, Tark, for opening all of our eyes to this incredible product.
You're welcome.
It's definitely interesting. I don't know that I'd want to spend $115 on a dragon dick, but I'm glad that there is the option. That is for sure.
Yeah, if you're into it.
If you're into it, you go get yourself a dragon dick, ladies and gents. You do it.
Or a nice
And let
hive.
us know about it. You re record yourself using it and let us know how it goes.
A nice hot tentacle.
Sound that tentacles make? We're asking the real important questions tonight.
Okay,
Okay.
moving on. Moving
If
on.
you could make a strip version of any game, what game would it be, and what would the take your clothes off when rule be?
Charades?
Ooh, and why?
Maybe if somebody loses at a game, and they're trying so hard to think of what you're trying to interpret, or trying to make, and once person loses, like, nope, you gotta take off one article of clothing, clothing, meh.
Clothing.
Clothing.
Weak in word.
Weak in words.
Weak in word.
Each time we lose at a guess, we're only allowed, each time we lose, one piece of clothing off.
That's traditionally how strip games are played. But that would be so interesting to see people, like how uninhibited someone might be versus inhibited trying to mime while, if they're a little bit more inhibited, trying to cover up. That would be quite amusing. Or if they, just let everything hang out.
Yeah, that
Which
would
is
be
how I'd hope they'd play. That would be really interesting, for sure. For sure. If I were to do it, I would make sure it was strip trivia because I'm really good at trivia. Or strip
Oh,
game.
yes.
The movie game is another one that's another favorite of mine. So
Trivia.
either of those, and obviously the rule is anytime you lose a round, you have to take off an article of clothing. And the reason why I pick either of those games is I get to watch my opponents completely undress and be completely clothed. And it's so much fun to have all the
Yes.
power. So much fun. Oh, I know saying that though, considering the fact that I'm more of the submissive, I would get in a lot of trouble for it. And I like it.
Of course.
Referencing an earlier moment where we discussed thinking of ways we can get spanked.
Oh,
Right here.
yes.
Oh my. All right. So, when would you rather have sex? Or where would you rather have sex? In zero gravity? While suspended over, would you? I can't read. I can't word. Would you rather have sex in zero gravity or while suspended over a 1,000-foot drop?
Well, considering that I am deathly afraid of heights, unsupported heights, I would choose zero gravity. I cannot words. Zero gravity sex.
Zero gravity sex would be a little tough to get thrusting in, like the.
Well,
I mean, no, I understand your point completely. Like being suspended over that height would be terrifying, but I don't know how much like actual movement, friction would be
friction.
able to happen because. One person would thrust and you both would be moving in in that direction of the thrust, and
Oh,
there would be
yeah.
no counter thrust to.
Well, you know, I kind of imagine if I were, if we were, if a guy and I were in like zero gravity, I would try and do like a handstand while I suck his cock. I don't know.
Ooh, that would be good.
Yeah, considering that I can't do that in real life, so
Perfect opportunity.
let's go to the moon so I can do an so I can do a handstand while I suck your.
Gentlemen, you all better make a rocket ship right now because Tarkus Trooper needs to make it to the moon so she can suck some cock.
I'll be your space warrior princess anytime.
Now we have to find you a rocket ship, dildo.
Yes.
Someone to make one of those too. Somebody who can literally take you to new heights. I don't like that question because I'm very over analytical. So, like the zero gravity would be safer, but I don't think it could be accomplished. And then the 10,000-foot drop is just like who's I'm not going to be able to focus on anything.
No.
So, I wouldn't enjoy it. I'd be too busy freaking out that the next thrust is going to be the one that kills me. I'm going to be literally fucked to death.
Yeah.
Neither of those. I'm just going to move on to the next question. Okay, number 15. On a scale of 1 to 10, how close to orgasm can you get without touching yourself?
Two, three. If I'm lucky, maybe.
You're lucky.
If I'm lucky, maybe six or seven. I don't know.
Without touching yourself. I'm probably in the same boat, actually. That it depends on where. Like no touching at all? Zero?
Like no touching at. Well, I don't know. Might need to elaborate on that whether we're like grinding on a Hitachi or something.
Exactly. Or, I mean, personally for me, if a little bit of breast action's going on, then
See,
I'm pretty.
I can't get off from nipple play. I just
Really?
can't.
See, I've never been able to get off from it, but it does a lot to get me going. Like it's
Yeah.
that's my like how some people say they have a button where you touch that one spot and they're good to go.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, my whole body is my button, but my nipples are like the ones that it's like game over. Game
Yeah.
over. It's happening.
My left nipple is the most sensitive, I think.
In a good way, I hope.
Yes, in a good way. Definitely in
The
a good way.
left. Gentlemen, take note. And ladies, just in case. I'm sorry, I keep leaving ladies out of this. I'm sorry, ladies. You're all wonderful too and super sexy.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
So sexy. But yeah, that's tough. I'm no touching at all. I mean, if I press my thighs together, I guess I can get a little bit closer.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So like clenching thighs, maybe six, maybe,
Or
possibly.
maybe like squirming in your seat, kind of.
That's always nice.
Oh, yes. I've been doing a lot of that lately since I'm on no touch for 20 days.
Intense. Oh my goodness. Kudos to you. I always see challenges like that and I'm like, I just can't do it. You are so much stronger than I am.
Yeah, because I like to dom myself sometimes.
I need a dom to do it to me because I'm not going to hold back on my own account.
Because sometimes, most of the time, I am my own submissive and I'm my own dom most of the time, so yeah.
I don't have enough self-discipline to be able to pull that off. I admire you and envy you because
Oh.
there are times where I'm just kind of like, don't give me everything I want. Just don't. And people do. It's kind of hard to say no to this voice. What can I say? But at any rate, yes, that is a that's a tough question for sure.
Yeah.
Would you rather receive a striptease or rip your partner's clothes off?
I'll rip them off.
Very good answer. No, not enough patience for a striptease.
On good days, yeah. But if I'm really, really desperate or I'm just really in my dom impulses, just kicking the overdrive, you come here right now. I ain't gonna wait for you to get dressed. I'm gonna rip off all your clothes and fuck your brains out. That kind of thing.
There's times where I just am so desperate for it that I need to rip their clothes off. But there's also, I mean, I love being teased. I love being teased. I love being forced to wait. So the idea of going to reach for a button and then being denied and being left
Yes.
there squirming in frustration, oh, it makes me so
Yes.
upset, but also so turned on at the same time.
I
Oh, it's so good. Biting my lip and just sitting there squirming and frustrated. And I can.
May I need to fan you off too?
I am fanning myself. Whew,
Ooh.
goodness gracious. I love being teased. I hate it so much, but I love it at the same time.
Same here. Same here.
When someone makes me beg for it, it's my favorite.
Oh God, yes. I love begging as much as most people don't believe I love begging, I
You
actually
really
do.
do. You need someone that's going to force you to beg. Oh, goodness. Oh, now that we're talking about begging, I am.
Ugh. Anyway.
What were we talking about?
Okay, so we're on
Number
number,
17.
yeah.
Alrighty. What's something you do during sex that you honestly can't control?
Well, considering I haven't had sex before, I'm still untouched.
I didn't know this.
Yes, believe it or not. I know for one thing I can't help but do during masturbation is just make at least one sound. I can't control the volume of my voice as much as I try. I just can't control the volume of my voice when I get off. I just can't.
Yeah, I'm a stuff my face in a pillow to muffle the sounds kind of person too. It's difficult when you're, I mean, it feels so good to be vocal. It
Oh
feels so
God,
good.
yes.
Holding back is just, it's, oh,
It's a
It takes
sin.
it takes away some of the pleasure, and I can't. So I'm definitely in the same boat. Absolutely.
And that's why I like other vocal people too, because if I'm the only one being loud, I can't stand that.
Yes. Oh, it's so weird.
I
It's so
know.
awkward. And then you're sitting there wondering, are you liking this? Are you not enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
Am I not doing a job right now?
Yeah, 'cause if I just hear that person just going, Oh, come on, just make more noise than that. Just at least let out a or something.
My personal favorite, oh, my favorite is when I do something that makes a guy throw his head back, roll his eyes, and go, oh, fuck. That is like,
Yeah.
that
Game
gets me
over.
going. Something fierce. Oh my goodness. That just, just knowing that I'm doing something that good. Oh, I love it. It's one of the reasons I love giving head so much.
Oh, yes.
Love it. So what's something I can't control? Mostly like you, I can't really force myself to be quiet. Otherwise it just doesn't feel as good. I have a very distinct right before, like when something feels extraordinarily good, I hyperextend my foot and then pull it back again. And like I do that motion a few times and just like stretch out my entire leg before kind of pulling back again and wrapping it around something.
Yeah.
There's it have it's you know a typical sexual response motion, but I kind of it's a little exaggerated, I think, when I do it, but I
Yeah.
can't help it.
Yeah, 'cause at times I would do that after where there was one time I did that and I ended up my legs were sore because I kind of overextended the muscles when right I was getting ready for my that big orgasm, and I'm just like, okay, now why did I do that?
Oh no. Oh.
And I'm
So
regretting it the next day.
you need to stretch before you masturbate. You need to do some pre-cum and stretching.
Yeah,
That's what you need to start
pre-coming
doing.
stretching.
Get geared up for the
Yes.
big O. Okay. So tell us about a sex dream that you can remember having.
It's a weird one. Like I've previously teased all of you before.
No.
Okay, so I remember telling this in one of the GWA backstage posts. But I had this weird sex dream where me and a guy, we were in the bedroom and we were making out and he was fingering me. And once I came, he stopped kissing me and he said, "Holy shit, what is that?" And I looked down and I'm like, "When did I grow a dick?" And then he started getting all bottomy and subby. He's like, grabs the neck of my shirt and says, "Are you gonna fuck me, daddy?" I'm like, "Daddy? Why are you calling
That's very interesting. That is definitely interesting.
But I remember,
did you fuck him?
yes,
And she fucked him. Marvel.
and I wake up and I remember waking up and I had to change clothes.
Oh my goodness. It turns you on that much. Oh wow.
Yes.
So I guess you might. Okay. That sounds like quite a sex dream. Look at that. Mine is a little more tame.
Yes.
I mean, good, like a little tame and interesting. So it was when I first started posting to GWA. I had this crazy dream. It's not that crazy, actually. I shouldn't say crazy because it's going to make it sound like it's a lot more exciting than it is. But I had this dream that we had like a GWA convention. We're like, yeah, we're a bunch of posters and like listeners had to fill out an application to go and like have a this big meeting convention type thing where there were vendors for like different BDSM gear and mics and audio gear. And then like panels with different posters and like sex panels and stuff. It was really fun, but I had part of the main focus of the dream was that there was a male poster that I kind of was keeping eyes on the whole time, and we ended up sneaking away and fucking our brains out behind one of the curtains where one of the big like seminars was taking place. So his hand was over my mouth the whole time, and it was so fantastic.
Oh my
So
God.
fantastic.
Girl,
Oh.
you got me fanning myself over here.
It was so good.
Oh my
And
God.
so it was hitting on all these fantastic kinks, like slight exhibitionism and obviously being dominated.
Oh God, the hand over the mouth. Oh
It's so
God.
sexy.
I
So
know.
sexy.
I
I
know.
love that. Oh gosh, whenever, because I'm loud. I'm a loud person when I'm being pleasured.
Yep.
So I fucking love it when someone just takes their hand and puts it over my mouth and tells me to shush right in my ears. Or,
Yeah,
yes.
just hear that. Shh, calm down, baby girl. Oh,
So good.
yes.
So yes, that was very exciting.
Yep.
And I think, there was this element of like all these other people that are here that listen to you and want you, and all these people that are here that listen to me and want me, they're right out there while we get to consume each other. Oh, it's so sexy. Oh, so good. No, that would be so fun if that ever did happen. Could you imagine how crazy that would
Oh God, that would be. There are few people that I can think of that. Yeah.
would get
Yes.
it. Oh, let's go down the list. Yep, you. I've
Ah.
gotten off to you before. Let's do it in real life. Oh, that would be so great. Anyway, what is the longest single sexual session you've ever had?
Think the longest single masturbatory session I've ever had was when there was this one time I did a week-long edging stint. It was about a year ago. And that day when we could finally come, me and a friend or two of mine, we agreed that we were going to go a week of edging. And then that last time we ended up coming so much. Oh my gosh, through Skype. It was brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Oh, that sounds intense. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it
Oh my
was. I ended up coming like, frick, I don't remember. Five, six, seven times at least.
goodness. Boy.
Yeah.
Sure that you better be going to be very high. Single sexual session from the first con until the last contact, or the contact until mutual orgasm, like
Yeah.
confidence single session had a few times where it didn't end. Oh, you cut that baby and stay out, but pretty much.
Yeah.
So that would be my. When you wake up first thing in the morning and look at each other and you just hands everywhere, making out crazy, talk again a little bit. And just keep the towel over and over again. Oh, those are great. But actually, no, if I'm whole weekend where by the end of it, I and my partner were both so sore that like we couldn't even kiss anymore.
Oh,
We literally
man.
feel like, oh, stop. I'm getting turned on and it hurts now. Stop. I really want
Yee.
to, but oh, it hurts. It was a whole weekend of that, and it was hilarious. Where the both of us were like, I want you so badly, but I can't. I'm chafed.
Yeah.
Oh, good times. Okay. If you could reenact one sexy audio you've done with a partner, like an audio you've done with or without a partner, but reenacting it with a partner, which audio would it be?
Oh God, I've been wanting to do like a reenactment of this one audio I recorded with this girl. And it was one of those audios I did during a domming session week, I think. And it was with Serene Tangerine. Oh my gosh.
Shout out to Serene Tangerine.
Oh yes. And if I can't have her, then I might have to find another girl and act out what I described to her. And it was amazing.
For the benefit of the listeners, what is that audio called?
It's a Tark Skype Dom Adventure Part 5.
And it was really great. It sounds like you're remembering this with quite a bit of fondness. All right. Well, I really do hope you get to act that out someday. And I am very excited for all the listeners that are going to go searching through your history now and enjoying that memory with you. Have fun, y'all. So, I have mentioned in previous audios themselves and also in backstage, most of the audios I put out are already kind of reenactments of things I've already done. One that I would want to do that I have not done yet is my library audio, where I've wanted to do it since I was in high school. Oh, just take someone between the stacks and suck them off. Get on my knees. Preferably wearing my Catholic schoolgirl uniform from back in the day, where I can reach under my skirt and play with myself while I'm doing it. But God, I've always wanted to do that. I desperately wanted to suck someone off between the stacks. But in general, just any audio that I've done, I'd really like to do the apron one again. Because I have a new apron now, one that I got when I made that audio. It's the cutest thing ever. It's hot pink with this beautiful white and black fleur-de-lis overlay and like ruffles and lace, and it's gorgeous. And it's only a half apron, so it only covers the bottom. And I desperately want to use it to serve and service someone
Oh,
wearing nothing
yes.
but my apron. Because the first time I ever did that fantasy, I was wearing a full apron, and it was still sexy. But I'd like to do it this time with this new apron that only covers the bottom half. And remembering that first time I did it was so fucking hot. Oh, it was so hot.
Oh,
It ties in
yes.
everything. Being all cute and domestic and getting to cook for someone and then getting to suck someone off and getting fucked. All the things would be great. Oh, perhaps getting spanked with a serving spoon at some point. That would be nice. Goodness. I'm getting all tingly. Oh my goodness, Tark, we're at our last question. Can you believe it?
Yeah, time flies.
It does when you're having fun. And you are just so much fun.
Oh, you are
As I'm sure
too.
many people out there know, Tark is so much fun.
And so is Anonymissy.
Thank you. I try.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, our last question of the night. What are a few things you usually end up doing right after sex?
getting into my pajamas and pouring me a long, nice drink of some soda.
Oh, and what soda would that be?
It's usually Pepsi Max.
A Pepsi person. How interesting. I'm a Diet Coke kind of gal myself.
I swing both ways. I go for Pepsi
Ooh.
And Coke.
Look at you. So progressive. Okay. So that's anything else? Pajamas, Pepsi Max.
And just listening to some music and yeah.
Very nice. I'm usually in need of a long, tall drink of water afterwards. Well, immediately afterwards, I think everyone knows I have to go in for the high five if they did a good job.
Yeah, high fives are
post-coital
already
high fives.
Post-cool.
It's a given.
Yeah, post-coital high fives are the best.
They're the best. I mean, if someone did a good job, you need to give them a high five, you know? And that whole right after blissful, that was amazing. Oh my god, you did so well. High five it up. Like, it's the best. Then I need a tall drink of water. Then I need cuddles. I love to cuddle.
Oh yes.
I have my partner lay down on their back and I snuggle into their side. And I usually will trace my hand and fingers all over their chests and their arms while I go whip and comment on, reflect on everything we had just done and tell them how great they were and what they did. And I usually throw in something like, isn't it crazy how wet I was just now?
Oh yeah. Or like something to like, I did not know you could sound like that. Did you just listen to how high you whimpered?
Yes, exactly. Or I will sometimes giggle and be like, that time that I made you throw your head back and roll your eyes.
Yeah.
It was so good. It was so good, wasn't it? It had to be for you. That reaction.
Yeah.
I'm the best. Say it. Say it. And if they say it, then I'll be like, oh no. Basically acting like my complete ridiculous goofy self.
Yeah.
Before then getting all turned on again because I'm talking about everything we just did and I'll start squirming into their side.
Oh yes.
And sometimes I'll ask if I can play with myself again. Depending on how exhausted I am. If it's like just after the first session, then I'll be like, am I allowed to play with myself right now? Can I touch myself? And if they say yes, then obviously I will. Hopefully they'll lend me a hand. And then I'll get them riled up, and then we can go for another round.
Of course.
So I guess there's never really any right after sex thing, because sex doesn't really end until I'm just ready to pass out. Just marathon it constantly.
Oh, yes.
Best way to go. Oh, I sound like a complete nympho and I love it.
Oh, yes. We all love it.
But that's all. Those are all of the questions. Excellent job, Lottie Squeaks. This was a very fun questionnaire. Excellent, excellent assortment of topics. Tarkus Trooper, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Joy. Absolute, absolute ball. Everyone that's listening, go and check out Tarkus Trooper's history. I know you want to. Mm-hmm. Or go check out Bad Dragon and get yourself a dragon tongue to play with later. But thanks again, Tark. You're fantastic and amazing. And again, so talented. Don't forget, guys, listen to her music because she's so good.
Thank you.
Are you blushing again?
Yes.
Nice. Okay. So until next time, GWA Backstage, thanks so much. Have a good night, guys.
Bye.